Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about AMAC, a second segment in a row? Spinning the best hits of my childhood.
So you don't like the first two Michael Jackson songs? You only like the last two?
I don't remember the first two. What'd you play the first two? I don't remember. I just specifically noted the last two. Speak to my youth. My youth. By the way, I just ran into Cowboy B in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me like he was going to run right into me. And he made a fake basketball move, and he like shimmied around me, and then he's something to the effect of "How do you like that?" or whatever, and I said, "Oh yeah, real impressive." I said, "You danced around a 52-year-old fat white guy." The things that happen in the hallways here at Odyssey DC.
You're such a troublemaker. You know that?
I am not a troublemaker.
Spoken like a true troublemaker.
Not a troublemaker. Let's finish up on the phones on Jaden Daniels and more. Let's get Stevie Ray and Ballmore, hon. What up, Stevie Ray? How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. Just outside putting on Christmas lights and stuff like that, getting ready for the holidays,
yeah,
you know.
I did that on Sunday. I did that on Sunday, although I couldn't complete the task, so I still have some more work to do. It is it's an annual rite. How do you feel about blow-up inflatable Santa before these guys turn it into something worse? Santa, Christmas, holiday, blow-up inflatable type things.
I like looking at them. They're fun to drive by and see what they are, but they're never going to be one in my yard.
Oh, okay. Why would you want it in your yard?
Because I like the more elegant style of doing your house with just lights and just maybe some lights on the tree and maybe something out front, something basic. I don't want my house to be lit up like it's got a, you know, like you could see it from orbit. You know, it's like, I don't want, Walt Griswold is not in this family. Also, I don't want to deal with the things at the end of the year. Where do you put them? How do you get them away and all that sort of stuff? Nah, it's too much crap for me, but for anybody else who wants to do it, by God, go right ahead. I'll be glad to look at them. I got no qualms either way. Speaking of dysfunctional, which we weren't. Yeah, this team's dysfunctional. They've been dysfunctional for ever since Joe Gibbs said goodbye in the 80s. But they are less dysfunctional now, and the rise is there, not the demise. If we were in the, you know, we've been in this situation before where we were sitting there and we were getting our butts kicked by at the end of the year, and we just don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. Even if they did win five games in a row, Snyder was still the owner. So we knew we just weren't doing anything. The truth is I think this season is going. If you're not going to be good, like making the playoffs, and then be bad and go and get yourself some good draft picks next year. If you ain't in the playoffs, it's like being at LSU. I'm an LSU man. If they're going to a bowl game, I ain't going to watch that. If they're not in the playoffs, then the season's over.
Well, so let me ask you this then, being that you brought up the playoffs and, essentially tanking. Do you think the decision to be extra cautious, conservative, or to be, nefarious to some degree with Jaden Daniels this week has anything to do with, they're tanking?
No, I don't. I don't think they want to tank. I just don't think they're good enough to win.
Well, that's
true. They're not good enough to beat anybody on their schedule that's left on their schedule. So, and even if they did win a game, which I hope it's Dallas on Christmas Day, but even if they did win a game, it's no help for them next year. Yes, put your players out there, play the younger ones, but don't take unnecessary chances. Jaden Daniels is too smart to not be able to come back next year. And I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, listen, if I was coaching Jaden Daniels at this year, I would sit him in an office and I would make him watch every Mahomes game there ever was. In my opinion, Mahomes is the best player when he's scrambling to get out and not get hurt. He has been hurt almost every time I've ever seen him get hurt. It's when he's in the pocket. When he scrambles, he finds people. He gets people open. They're there for him. He needs to learn from that. Mahomes is still a wizard when it comes to playing, and he's the kind of style I want to see out of Jaden Daniels. And he is not going to get it with inferior players on this team. He does not have the horses that he needs to be able to not scramble and get hurt again. So, yes, I wanted him down before the Denver game. I said, you know what? If he ain't playing against Miami, in Barcelona, then why do we want to bring him back after that against a team like Denver? Shut him down and let's just go to next year. Get the draft picks. And if we get a draft pick inside of five, it's much more valuable. We may be able to pick up more draft picks. We can't, let somebody else take the responsibility of making a top five draft pick and take their number eight and their number, and then multiple draft picks after that. That get us the defense that we need and a big wide receiver. We need a big wide receiver. We need a Metcalf type. We need somebody, a Pickens, anybody that's got, more than 6'3". Somebody get up and do something because in my opinion, I don't know about Burke, but he doesn't seem to be able to do a whole lot.
Yeah,
that's
got
about
you.
It.
Thank you,
that's where I am on it. I'm going to let you go, buddy.
Right,
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Appreciate you. Thank you. I have said the goal is to get the highest pick possible so you can do one of two things. One, get the best player available, regardless of position, which is the most logical thing. Two, to get the most value in return for a trade back. But trading back, in my eyes, means, hey, man, if I finish with the number three overall pick, could I trade back to six and get a haul? Like the Indianapolis Colts did with the New York Jets a couple of years, six, 7 years ago now with Sam Darnold. 6-3. Or where you move back one or two spots like so many teams have done. The 49ers and the Bears a couple of years ago with Mitch Trubisky or whatever it was. Josh Rosen and the Arizona Cardinals, 15-10. Like where you move back, but you don't move back significantly. We had a caller earlier in the show say something about the Steelers. I can't remember who it was. Winning the division and then needing a quarterback and wanting to trade up into the top five. But that would force me to trade back or drop back into the 20s. I don't want to do that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Jason and Laurel next up. What up, Jace? How are you?
Chris, what's up, bud?
What's up, Jason?
Take my call, you and AMAC.
You got it.
How are we doing today? I tell you, you have some great calls today. I love Triple A's call. I usually shake my head at what Mark and Largo says, but other than the Dr. Sabal thing you started with, it was a great call. And I think it sounds like
it was Mark and Largo that was the one that suggested that about the Pittsburgh thing.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Listen, Chris, I'm not a conspiracy guy, and I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat currently, but I think this whole thing stinks, and I think we should have an honest conversation about it. Now, he played, Jaden, all 20 games last season. All right, he got pulled from the Carolina game early because allegedly he broke his rib. That's what he said. It's never been disarmed. And then he came out early of the Dallas game because of the last game of the season. But he played in every game last year. Okay, this year, weak training camp, probably didn't practice enough. He tweaks his knee in the second game. We hold him back, but if you remember in the call, remember, he wanted to play. Okay, and yes, I know that eventually they put a knee brace on him. He ain't worn that knee brace in weeks. Then a couple of games later, he pulls the other leg, his hamstring. Again, we pull him out. He wants to play. I don't even really think you can call those injuries. Those are like nicks up, and every NFL player is nicked up when you get 8, 9, 10 games in the season. Now, the elbow is a significant injury, but we're fortunate it's on the non-throwing arm. No surgery needed. Man, we dodged a bullet there. They pull him out there. He gets hurt. And Quinn, Sunday and Monday, Quinn tells the whole world that, hey, Jake could go back out there if he needed to. It was my decision to not play him. And then the next day, where he's being held out, something stinks here. Now, they're either babying him or they're letting him play with broken ribs. But something happened here, and I don't think it was Dan Quinn that said, hey, let's change this up. I think
could this be coming from the ivory tower?
Yeah, maybe Harris, maybe his mama, you know, who knows? But somebody said this is not a good idea. And I was on record saying I didn't need to see him again this year because I actually think the last couple of times we've seen him, I think he's actually put some bad game on film.
And, you were out in front. You and I even had a little disagreement about that, but I do remember that. And listen, he has had bad film all year. Make no mistake about it.
It's especially bad the last couple outings. Yeah, and what I mean by bad, people open.
It was good against It was good against the Chargers for three quarters, and it was.
Well,
okay.
I think the Chargers is probably his highest rated game of the year.
Right. And it was okay against the Bears, but he started with a terrible interception in the end zone and ended with a bad fumble with 3 minutes to go that cost him the game. In between that, it was pretty good. Jaden and games one and games two against the Giants and Green Bay, Jaden Daniels was not good. I don't babyfoot around. You know I don't. I'm trying to be responsible. I'm trying to be mature. I'm trying to be emotionally stable, right, and not be a hothead. But the bottom line is, if anybody's worried about anything, to me, it should be more, wait, why has this guy regressed as much as he has as opposed to why does he keep getting injured? But that's me.
Well, I think when Ertz went down in that game, that was the death nail for us not seeing Jaden again this year. That's what I believe. And I do think somebody other than DQ made this decision because, again, the last we heard from him, Jaden was okay, didn't re-injure. He could have continued. It was coach's decision. Now it's a doctor's decision? That doesn't make any sense. You know, and last year, allegedly, they put him out there for multiple games with a broken rib. You know, a broken rib is definitely a pain thing, but people can pierce their lungs with a broken rib.
That's a good point.
And, in damaged internal organs. They were okay putting him out there for that, but with the hamstring and the knee, we're all scary. We're thinking RG3. Something smells bad. Now, I don't need to see him again. I think this season's been bad mojo from the beginning, and, we'll talk about this all off season. Why it was a bad mojo? Was it the training camp? Not spending enough money, all these things. I think the bottom line is, a tougher schedule, lots of injuries. They have no depth. And you just lost probably his safety valve for the rest of the year. And, you know, I think it makes sense not putting him out there. But I don't like the messaging, and it's confusing. And I wonder how Hard Knocks is going to frame all this, because now there's all kinds of cameras in the building.
It's a great question. I didn't see the rest of Hard Knocks last night, so I got to go back and watch that tonight. I saw half of it.
It was a great watch, Chris. It was kind of emotional. They focused a lot on Ertz before the injury, and then, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't see that
part. He was mic'd up. Yeah, he was mic'd up, and there's a moment, like, after the injury, he's on the cart, and Mariota comes over, and they're both sobbing. It's tough to watch.
Yeah.
Now, it's endearing, because I think Ertz is a leader on this team.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think every man on that roster just loves him to death.
Absolutely. No doubt. But, listen, I got to let you run, because I'm up against it, but I appreciate it. And I don't think you're crazy in any way, shape, or form to be kind of, like, curious, questioning, like, how this went down. Like on Sunday it was the coach's decision, as a football decision. Wednesday it's the medical team's decision. They've opened Pandora's box to be questioned. They'll never answer it, but they've opened Pandora's box to be criticized and to be questioned. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Take a timeout. Dr. Sabah is on hold. We'll get to her first up. And then I want to get to the Nationals and Major League Baseball towards 2:30 and after. Because, you know, listen, we could talk about this from now until kingdom come. The fact of the matter is, not playing. And all we can do is speculate. That's it. And I started off the show speculating, but saying, hey, here's probably what happened. And then they run him out there for practice. And I know it's not the same thing, but he looks fine. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. I'm being honest. I don't know. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. And, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. But make sure you download that Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You want me to comment or not?
Do as you please.
This is a great tune.
I mean, Quincy Jones, one of the greatest producers, Michael Jackson, one of the best performers. I don't think anyone has any qualms with you.
I don't disagree.
Qualms? Choose your word.
This is a very underrated song.
Underrated?
Very underrated, I think. I mean, this is like a great tune, and I don't know if it gets like the credit that it deserves.
It gets a lot of credit. So
you think
so? Yeah, for you to say that, I think, is like, you must think highly
maybe,
of it.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. All, here's what I know. Back when the Commanders were 0-0 and brimming with optimism, they started cranking this at practice like one morning at like 8:05 in the morning, and it was the only thing that could get you in a good mood at 8:05 in the morning on a 95-degree day.
Would you prefer to be at a practice that's 95 degrees? Or 25 degrees?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I love the hot versus cold questions because I'm a hot guy. Like, well, any excuse to wear short shorts and, you know,
tight
t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not a tight shirt guy, you know.
You like to flex your biceps.
They just happen to poke out a little bit. What can I say? But you know, as you get older, you start to get a little pudgy in the midsection. Those shirts got to get looser. So, no, but I can keep my legs out now. I like to show a little thigh. They call them the Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who calls them that?
That's what the kids call them. Brian, the kids Brian's age, Cowboy B, or
Bob.
Cowboy Bob.
Cowboy
Bob.
Yeah,
as they like to call them. Mm. Yeah.
Are they about 6'7", sizes
okay,
too
relax.
Small?
I'm cutting the mic off now.
Let's get to the good doctor, Dr. Sabah. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, Chris. Sorry, I hope I'm out of breath. I'm on my assault bike.
I mean, you are so healthy. Good for
well,
you.
Well, I'll tell you something. That guy's right, your producer, about the midsection. You know, as you get older, you're... Your sort of want for a six-pack of abs sort of gets replaced by wanting a six-pack of cookies. So
that is true. For some of us, that want started when we were like 10.
That's funny. Yeah. It's nice to eat and until it hurts, Chris. I would love that lifestyle, but I don't want my size to be elastic. So I'm always scared every day, you know, about blowing up. So. Anyway, I've heard you gotten into shape recently. Is that true?
Better.
What I hear?
Better shape. How about that? Better shape. Who'd you hear that from?
Yeah, well, it's somebody mentioned it like on air or something.
Oh, okay.
They were talking to you, maybe
yeah,
a dog,
I mean,
walk,
you know,
or something.
I've lost some weight, but just not enough, you know? I mean, I don't have enough time to get to the gym during football season on a regular basis because there's too much damn football on. You got to leave me alone.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, you can, if you get you one of them bikes like I do, I have my own workout in my house. I go to the gym, I stay here.
I got a treadmill in my house, and I don't use it.
There you go. Just walk.
You're right.
Just walk.
You're
walk
right.
While you're watching TV and stuff like that. That's what I do. And
I
just walk.
You know what I should
and,
do?
And it's
should,
a lifestyle.
I should walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah, you can do that, too. And
you know
another
that.
Thing,
you know
shout
that song,
out to,
right? You know that song, right?
Like an Egyptian.
Yeah. AMAC's looking at me like I got 18 heads. He doesn't know that
song. Shout out to AMAC for playing Michael Jackson, because He is the number one for me guy that sings, you know, music. Number
guy
one.
That sings
and that, and it's not even close. That, what is it? The Last Dance, was it? After he died, that thing came out. I can't believe how intelligent these artists are, how they choreograph. I think it's called The Last Dance. They choreograph it. That's Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's
the
Michael
last,
Jordan.
Yeah. What's it called?
Yeah,
hey,
okay. Yes. Michael Jordan, yes.
What was it called? Yeah, but it was, he had something that came out on DVD, and it was after he died, and it talked about his last concert. They talked about how he did it and choreographed it. It was amazing. You got to look it up.
Okay.
It's amazing.
It really shows
the brightness of him.
I'll look
Very
it up.
Very bright. And then shout out to one, Mark from Largo. I will never criticize him on a personal basis. I may not be a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Mm.
Me and him did have a debate years ago about another quarterback that I will not name. He thought he was a franchise quarterback, and I said, no, we had a debate on air. I guess I ended up being right about that one. It is okay to disagree, but I just don't like the personal attacks, and I'll never personal attack Mark because we're all in this for fun. And where's Wayne and Bowie? I was waiting for Wayne to come and rescue me. But
well, I mean, I shut down Mark and Largo for you.
Yes, you did. It's okay. Let him talk. It's okay. Because, God, I forget his name, the nice gentleman that called in to say he liked Mark's call, except him being critical of me. I appreciate that gentleman as well. And even Paulie gets on
that
me
was,
sometimes,
Jay,
but we
that
always
was, that was, Yeah, that was Jason and Laurel. Yeah.
Yeah, Jason. Thank you, Jason. You know, woman, I don't care what women say, we like men coming to our defense.
Okay.
We really do. It just makes us feel special.
That's fair.
That's all people want in life, is to feel valuable.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay. So anyway, let me
hang
up
this call.
Okay.
Hopefully you feel valued on this show.
Yes, you definitely. Yeah, I do.
Right.
I do feel valued. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here
Quickly
we go.
Give me
here's
something on Jaden Daniels,
right,
please.
Okay. Here's what doesn't sound right to me. So we go from, he could have come back in during the game. We go from post game in the locker room, whatever. He says, listen, we got 4 games left to division. We got to make our mark. And I need everything from every one of you gentlemen in here. You got to give me everything you have. And then 2 days later, he says, oh, except Jaden. No, you can sit. Let's just put everybody else at risk. And then you, Chris, is someone got a gun to your head? You literally think they're not playing him because it might be 32 degrees and the turf is hard?
No,
why
I didn't say that. I said maybe that in the back of their mind. I said maybe in the back of their mind.
You can't draft that guy. That shouldn't be anywhere in your mind, okay? Nowhere. The bottom line is he's not been playing well. I don't know what he's going to become.
I agree.
All I know is they may be hiding him. They may be hiding him because they want
to keep the hope.
Go and say it.
Say what you sent me in a message. Say
they're
it.
They're soft benching him. They are they're Kyler Murraying him. Soft benching. They don't want the truth to come out until everybody, quote, buys season tickets next season. And then we'll see what happens. It's funny. Marcus Mariota, I don't even like the guy. But Adam, same wide receivers, you know, they're trash. Same offensive line, they're trash. Same bad defense, they're trash. Same bad coaches, they're trash. Why hasn't he been hurt? But yet the other guy, who's the elite, who's the Hall of Famer, he can't stay healthy, and he bumps his elbow, and he's got to be out after every bad play. Green Bay, bad. He sat out 2 or 3 games. Okay, sack fumble Dallas. He sits out another 2 or 3 games. Elbow, legitimate elbow. Okay, he sits out 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Now, interception. Oh, he's out another 4 weeks. What message does that send to the rest of the team? And yes, Mark, I am a fan of this team. That's why I call and give a crap. I should stop caring. I'm trying to become a New England Patriot fan. I can't bear myself to do it. I bought a Drake May jersey, but it had to be Carolina. I couldn't bear to buy a Patriot one. So I bought a Carolina one, okay? I can't divorce the team quite yet. I'm trying, but I can't. I'm not there. We may be separated, but I'm not there yet. Okay, so I still love the team, and I want my Redskins back, and I want a quarterback who's on the field and doesn't blame everybody but him for failures. Is that too much to ask, Chris?
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Love all you guys.
Appreciate you. Dr. Sabah. Stop treating them like Kyler Murray. They're not treating them like Kyler Murray. The Cardinals discovered, like Jonathan Gannon discovered what I've been saying about Kyler Murray for 5 years. It just took them a while. Trust me, they're not treating Jaden Daniels like Kyler Murray. Let's quickly get to Gary in Odenton. Gary, on the Team 980, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, your producer, you guys had that little contest between clown shows.
Yes, AMAC and I debated, and as usual, I won. I was correct.
So it just took me back to formerly the Redskins, the clown show, but I mean clown show more like Pennywise. When RG3, I saw that pregame show with Tony Siragusa, RIP, and he said that RG3 doesn't look too good. And then he came out there with that big brace on his leg and proceeded to get hurt again and was hopping around on one leg. And right. Shanahan wouldn't take him out. Uh-huh. And the players eventually had to say, no, man, that's it. And they had to get him off the field. Then, after the game, there was that deal where Shanahan, the team, said that he stayed in because Dr. James Andrews said it was okay. Then Dr. James Andrews said, no, I didn't say that. I said, take him out the game. And that went on for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of drama there. There was a lot of mixed messaging, correct.
Well, you know, if it's mixed, what's his name? Dan Snyder put the dis in dysfunctional.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I don't know if it was
are,
mixed.
Are you, are just, you, but are you saying that they're doing the same kind of thing with
No. I just, your producer, like, he hadn't been around that long.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that. No. What they did with Saquon the year, that GM should be gone now.
Well, I agree.
So, but I just, you know, you guys are having that contest, okay. And I was just saying, right. You know, that just brought me back to that.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Sabah, hey, I respect the paper. I respect the doctor. You know, I don't have much for the Taylor Heineke thing, but look, I wouldn't come close to you in an IQ test either. But if you're coming on there as a doctor and you're questioning, you know, JD's injury without putting your hands on him, to me, I wouldn't put my paper in that. In that kind of discussion.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. All right, that's an interesting point. I'm going to let you go, Gary. I appreciate it. She's a fan. She's a doctor, but she's a fan. And Doc's got conspiracy theories. You know? I mean, she's a fan, just like most of us. 301-230-0980. I got to get to the Nationals. I want to spend a few minutes on them, for crying out loud. They might be trading away the farm. And Pete Alonso to the Orioles. Try and tackle that next. Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, 30 minutes out. Let's do this. Let's try and get a bunch of calls in, and then I'm going to push back the Nationals conversation, just because it's the Jaden Daniels news was unexpected. So we'll push it back a little bit and get everybody in, or as many people as we can. Joe Theismann expected to join us right after 3 o'clock. He was flying somewhere, so hopefully everything is cool with that. If not, we'll push that back a little bit, and we'll have more time to get into some other stuff. Emory Hunt from CBS Sports TV and CBS Sports Network going to join us on all things NFL college football playoff as well before the end of the show. Let's get to Jim in Silver Spring next up. Hello, Jim. How are you?
All right, Chris. This is just a real quick thing because I know you like music trivia stuff. Pretty Young Thing on the Michael Jackson Thriller album did chart as top 40. It was a minor hit. The backstory that was interesting, though, is it originally wasn't going to be included on the album, and Quincy decided they needed one more track, and the five guys from Toto were the session musicians on the making of that album, and Steve Porcaro from Toto wrote that song because it wasn't suitable for Toto, and they got a hit out of it.
So what you're saying is it was underrated or rated properly?
Well, afterthought. It almost didn't make the album.
Okay, that's what I thought you were trying to get at, which would lean towards my premise that song's great and a little bit underappreciated.
Yeah, I mean, his thought was this: if we issued this as Toto, people would laugh at us, but maybe Mike Jackson could use it.
Well, they were right.
So they added it at the last minute.
Interesting. I had no idea about that history. That's a really good bit of knowledge. I appreciate that very much.
And by the way, final thing is I first time caller, but long time listener.
Oh, nice to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Savant is an interesting
creature.
Particularly knowing she's a doctor, because every time I hear, I'm reminded of the old TV ads that friends don't let friends use crack.
oh, gosh. I mean, she is Dr. Sabah is so interesting and so polarizing for the show that, you know, I love her for that. But also because, I mean, I do have like a different dynamic, if you will, than most, than her just as a caller. But she has some really, really, really crazy thoughts and opinions. And trust me, I fight with her behind the scenes all the time. I tell her, Doc, calm down. Doc, no, you're being ridiculous. Yeah. You know, so no, she just has her theories.
Her passion is fine. And again, you have kind of a free-flowing, free-wheeling show, so you'll indulge her. I was kind of amazed, actually, that, you know, Sheehan, who's a little more buttoned down, has allowed him to go off, allowed her to go off a couple times, but maybe there were no other calls out there at the time. I'd like her number. I'd like to sell her a piece of tissue that Taylor Heineke used one time for $1,000. All right, thank you.
Well done. Thank you, Jim. Make sure you call back again. Appreciate you. Let's get to Dale in Hyattsville next up. What up, Dale? How are you?
Well, pretty good. How you doing there, Roos?
All right, Dale, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm enjoying listening to everybody's opinions and everybody's thought process about what's going on with the team and all that stuff and how we should get rid of this person, how we should get rid of that person. But I also follow the Ravens, and what they got up there is even worse because now they got to restructure Lamar Jackson's contract for the next 2 years. If they don't do that, they're going to be paying this guy $75.4 million. And what's going on? You have no offensive line, no defensive line. And the first year, though, that contract that he signed, basically he gave them $20 million the first year and $9 million the second year. They could have gotten line people, offense and defensive line people. And I'm telling you right now, they ask, they're going for Paul Ball. They the fact that he has been there for 12 years after the Super Bowl, wanting out all the time or no time. And I'm telling you, they are pissed off up there. And some people are blaming Lamar, too. They jumping on him saying that he should run the ball more, he should pass more. I mean, it's really wild to look at the comparison. You see, this is just a bad year. This is just what's going on. You have tougher schedule. You have injuries. You have all this stuff going on at one time. And I'm the only thing I'm scared about Daniels is the fact that he might not make another 3 years to get the money that Lamar and some of these other quarterbacks are getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what's going to happen, but you look at situations, because I follow both teams because I'm around the area, both areas. So I follow both of them.
Well, to your point on that, and I've touched on that, you know, if Jaden is as banged up and regresses or doesn't recapture what was so good about him last year,
yeah,
over the next year, okay.
Yeah.
The thought at the end of last year and all offseason was you immediately sign him to a long term contract extension, $65-70 million, yeah, whatever it is, at the end of year three. Well, now I pause, I wait, and I evaluate because health and availability is number one in my eyes. And I assume it is in their eyes.
Yes.
I don't know if they share that, but it is number one in my eyes.
Yes, because the injury history and all. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
The injury history.
Yeah.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah. And there's so many quarterbacks that can't
stay
healthy.
I'm going to let other people get on there.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate you. There are so many quarterbacks that can't stay healthy. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take Paulie, and then we'll clear out the lines because then we're going to do a little Nats, and then we're expected to have Joe Theismann right after 3 o'clock. So let's do Paulie. And finish up with him, Paulie.
Pause. L to the W, man. What's going on, my guy? How you doing, Rufio?
You started the call with your famous words there, or word?
Yeah, you started the call, but we're going to finish up with Paulie. Pause. You finish it with me, homie. Anyways,
Paulie,
listen, man.
See, you are like these other two cats in the other side, cackling and laughing and immature, sophomoric humor.
We were saying the same thing in studio, Paulie. As soon as he said it, we were like, yeah,
you.
We can't. What are we talking about?
Thank you.
I mean, immature, sophomoric humor.
Thank you, A-Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, A-Mac.
I mean, Cowboy
you know
B is
I mean?
Just bitter because he's got a broken leg from jumping off the Cowboys bandwagon. And A-Mac is bitter because he's been shamed into being a Giants fan and he can't even wear his Giants gear this week.
Yeah, and you're bitter, period. She was born bitter. She got the bitter beer face. So what did we talk about? Anyways, let me get into my call, man. Please, is that okay?
Please, yes, say something of value.
All right. I mean, geez. Listen, man, y'all just lost your mind. You got to pause and think. There's a difference between being injured and being hurt. Now, you seen last year when we was actually playing for something, the man played while he was hurt. Okay? Now, you talking about an elbow injury and on a 3-10 team. If we was 10-3 or 9-4, I guarantee you he probably would be playing. You know, or you know what? Well, maybe he wouldn't, because Marcus Mariota has shown that he's a capable backup. All right, but this is not about Jaden regressing. And like I said, of course, I would be lying if I said he didn't regress. But you look at the reasons why he regressed, because the team has majorly regressed around him. It's not like we got a top 10 defense, you know, we got and a top 10 offense, but the quarterback is messing it up. It ain't that. It ain't Jaden's messing it up. It's the team is bad. The defense is horrible. Horrible. All right. The offense was sporadic from the jump. The offensive line was horrible the first 3 weeks of the season until they made changes, you know. And then it really only got solidified when Cosby got in shape, you know. And then you got your offensive coordinator who seems to be working against everything that makes sense, you know. So this is not about Jaden regressing. This is about the team regressing around him. You see the talent. It's there. He can throw the ball. He can read defenses. He can do all of the above. So if you don't go out there, you don't say we're not going to pay a quarterback money unless you look at him and you see he doesn't get offense. Like it's Justin Fields, you know, like he can't really pass the ball. You know, that's why Justin Fields didn't get paid.
No, I agree.
Because he can't really pass the ball.
Well, I'm not saying we're there. Not by any means.
We won't be there because the man can play quarterback.
I understand, right? But if he can't stay healthy, that's another component to paying him.
When has he been? Oh, if they can't keep him healthy, whose fault is that? That goes with Cincinnati. That offensive line is horrible.
That's not all there.
It's been horrible since he's been there. Yeah. Okay. Look at Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck retired because the Colts refused to build their offensive line. Look what happened with Peyton Manning. Come on, man. Listen, y'all killing me with this Jay. Y'all sounding like Sabah.
Okay.
And speaking of Sabah, I love you, Sabah. And I'm always going to go against her opinions because most of her opinions are jaded because they come with an agenda. You know, when she gives her
she definitely has
opinions
that.
that's factual, you know, and it don't go with my opinion, I can kind of live with it.
All right.
But when she has an agenda like she normally has, that's when I have to go, you know, hold on, Sabah. You know, I'm not going to attack her personally. I know the one time it sounded like I did when I listened to it. Yeah, it did, and I apologize to her. And she knows that, and we all know that. But we all have opinions, and we're not all right. You know, our opinions are all right. It's just the way we see things. But when you start basing your opinions on agendas, that's when I'm going to come after you. Same thing with Mark Alago. He do the same thing. How many times I've come after Mark? Well, plenty of times.
Everybody's got a little bit of an agenda. There is no doubt about it. Paulie, I gotta say goodbye because AMAC is furious. AMAC is furious.
He's F Nationals, F the Giants, you know what I mean? F Cowboy B. Hope he break his other leg, trying to jump back on the bandwagon.
All right. Thank you, Paulie. Bye bye. Appreciate it. My goodness. Jeez. All right, we gotta take a timeout. A couple of minutes on the Nationals coming up. And then maybe more in the 3 o'clock hour. Get back to that in and around Joe Theismann and before Emory Hunt on the Team 980. All right, I wanted to spend a minute or two here on the Nationals. We'll try and get back to them in between Joe Theismann and Emory Hunt. Joe T is scheduled 6-7 minutes away. On Notre Dame, college football playoff, Commanders, Jaden, Army, Navy, everything. So the Nationals made a trade over the weekend that maybe some of you missed because it was on College Football Championship Saturday. I think it was a great trade. They get a young catcher with speed, a little bit of pop, fairly highly ranked, coming into his own. They cannot depend on Keibert Ruiz, either performance or health-wise, period. Riley Adams is a backup. They needed a catcher. They needed a better defensive catcher. They needed a better offensive catcher. They needed somebody who has some legs. They needed it all. Yes, it cost them their closer. Yes, it could look bad if he turns into Aroldis Chapman. I got it. It's the kind of trade you make when you're the Nationals, when you're retooling the organization. It's the kind of trade you make. I have no problem with it at all. You're not going to be able to keep everyone. You're not going to be able to do everything you want to do and bring in the right pieces that you've identified through your scouting, through the people you trust, the people that you hired, in order to get everything done. Seattle had a need. Washington had a need. That's what trades are for. And one last thing, and then we'll get to more. I'll just say this. Supposedly they're in talks with the Orioles about Mackenzie Gore. Maybe I've heard the Phillies. I would much rather trade him to the Orioles, although a report just emerged that the Orioles are hot to trot for Framber Valdez. So that might eliminate the Mackenzie Gore element. I would trade Mackenzie Gore. He's not consistent enough in my eyes. He goes through longest stretches where, quite honestly, he's not effective. Quite honestly. And you've got to get the pieces. You got to get the pieces that you want. That you want. That are different than what Mike Rizzo wanted. You got to get the pieces you want to really make this work for Paul Toboni. 257, Team 980. We're expected to be joined by Joe Theismann next. Hopefully that will happen. If not, we'll come back, talk a little more baseball on the other side. Stay with us on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.